$5, and the sewer fund ended at $17,925,183. And that will be the month of March.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your report. Thank you. Next, we have the University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So what I'm handing you is what I actually present to my councils, my boss, and then anyone else within my realm of responsibilities. That just shows what I do for the month within my role as a dairy specialist. So within Tuolumne County, you guys have one grade A dairy, which is the College of the Ozarks. I don't get calls from them very much because they have a lot of really great, really intelligent people running that dairy and within the animal science realm. So where I come into play with that is I will actually partner up with your ag business specialist, Jacob Hepley, and we actually taught a farm tax class at the College of the Ozarks. So my role in Tuolumne County really looks like partnering up with different organizations, different specialists, and including a little bit of sprinkle of my dairy knowledge to benefit the citizens and the community.
So where are some of the closest dairies that we have to Tuolumne County?
So just the College of the Ozarks is the biggest. You do have some smaller homesteading farms, and that's where I address them with my small dairy management program.
Gotcha.
So that is more of an online available program, just because these people, they are having full-time jobs. They're not able to really attend some of those traditional like lunch programs, evening programs. So I do utilize YouTube and online webinars to bring some education to them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And your name was Chloe Collins?
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing well today.
Good.
I'm Susan Martin. I am the council president this year. And I just have not met either one of you, and I wanted to come and let you know some of the programs that we're planning locally. And one of the things that we really wanted to get done in Tuolumne County is 4-H. And we were going to have a 4-H countywide interest night on the 17th of April. It did not come to fruition,
okay.
Just finding a place, because we want to do it halfway. We want to make sure that the kids from East Tuolumne County have just as much access as the kids from West Tuolumne County. So we're going to reschedule that for September.
Okay.
However, what we're doing now, we're partnering with Tuolumne County Festival Orchestra. It's a nonprofit. It's been around for probably 10 years. And we had our first meeting this Saturday with a small group of young kids from 8 to 10. And we're going to do, that's what this flyer is for. And we're going to call it Groovin' in the Garden. Tuolumne County, our Tuolumne Como Festival is the last 2 weeks in June. So we are in the process through extension of getting 3 raised beds. The kids will plant the beds, be responsible for the beds. We've gotten the fencing donated, the deer fencing. It's out in, it's in Woodson Bend, so we gotta have that deer fence around it. And each bed will have be raised to a certain type of music. We gave the kids already who came on Saturday, 4-pack of vegetables. They got their choice, and then flowers. And then they will plant that, but they're responsible until the beds come in for the success of those little plants. And then we're going to take each bed will be assigned a genre of music. So we've got country, we've got classical, and right now we're really leaning to the golden oldies. We want to keep rap out, and we want to keep heavy metal, because the master gardeners who are going to assist us with this are my age. So we'd rather have surfing and that type of music. But the kids are going to observe this and take pictures and look at the process and see which garden, you know, which one, if anyone was more successful than the other ones.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing now. The other program that I'm working with, talked to several homeschool mothers. I'm a master gardener. I was in the first class in 2001. And I have wanted to do a junior master gardener program for years. I think getting kids to understand what gardening truly is, and going into arboriculture or horticulture as a career. But we've got to get them interested in knowing that they can succeed in doing this. So there, we have access to a junior master gardener program. We have to do that through 4-H because of some quirky copyright from Texas who came up with the program. We can't do it directly through Extension, but we can do it through 4-H. So I've talked to several homeschool mothers about adding a Master Gardener, Junior Master Gardener program to their curriculum come September. And the kids seemed real excited. So we're in the process of working on that. So that's something we're partnering with Master Gardeners, and Extension is trying to get out into the community. Specifically, my interest is the kids and getting them involved in the community and involved in our county because of its, we've got so much diversity here from east side to west side, mm-hmm. and we want them to understand this and appreciate the kind of culture that we have cultivated in Taney County. So that's my goal as president this year.
Well, thank you.
And we're really getting a lot of our other programs into the school. Lauren Mendel, who is, what is Lauren's?
Nutrition program.
Nutrition
associate.
Program. And Lauren is in her probably late 20s, just adorable. I have had mothers come up and say her cowboy caviar that her parents are, the kids are requesting it from their mothers. Some of them are sick of cowboy caviar. It's kind of a chili. And several little boys have got a terrible crush on her. So, but she is wonderful with kids. She's also, I took one of her classes in health and nutrition for seniors. And as I have with Jenny Navat, who is another one of our specialists, she does Tai Chi. And it's wonderful for seniors. My husband went through it, and boy, it helped his balance tremendously. And so just to let you all know what Extension is doing for our seniors and for our community and how we have lots of benefits, we just want to get the word out more of all the things that we offer. It's amazing, other than taxes.
Sure.
We really offer a lot of services, and we want people to start taking advantage of it. So that is my goal, and our council's goal this year is to make sure that people know that soil, that we do more than soil testing and agriculture. We do a lot of different things for health and well-being of children and seniors and our community. So I just wanted to meet you all
Absolutely.
And let you know that we're really on the ball, and we're really trying to take Taney County taxpayer money and make an impact with it that you all give us every year, and make an impact with it in the community.
We appreciate that.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you, ma'am.
Nice to meet you, too.
As you can tell, I'm pretty excited about this year.
I am, too.
Council chair. The entire council is pretty enthusiastic about what they can accomplish this year. And I just, you know, I feel like I say this every time I came. The two things that this council is really focused on, of course, is just like she mentioned, getting the MU Extension services out there. They're really interested in developing partnerships and leaning into youth development. And, you know, you heard all the things that they're doing. Along the tax line, we have done over 1,000 clients with taxes.
That's the VITA program referred
yes,
to?
Yes, that's the VITA program.
Yeah.
And that still continues for a little while longer. And then they'll have a booth at the Spring Fling here as a way just to raise awareness, you know, for what they've got going on. I've got a dry-cured bacon class May 22nd. Love to have you guys. Did you try it?
I went home and cooked mine that night.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
it was
like
great.
I said, it makes a pretty good bacon and tomato sandwich for sure. But that's coming up May 22nd.
Okay.
And a couple other things, you know, we're really working on a partnership to try to to get a youth program associate, which is someone that does the 4-H side. You know, we visit with the Boys and Girls Club. I'm visiting with College of the Ozarks. Hopefully we'll have some really good news coming up about coming up about that. I do have one question, I guess, from the council. We don't want to lose our momentum. You know, she mentioned we had this interest night, and we pushed that back because of the 4-H membership year. And if you can't tell, Susan's a planner. She's not going to do something half-cocked.
Yep.
It's going to be right. And I feel like the other councils on board there, so we didn't want to rush this, and we wanted to make it something really good that could have a lot of reach and impact. But in our budget, we have $3,000 for 4-H programming.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that we can do is we can get, it doesn't actually have to be a 4-H specialist. It could be anybody, but we have a 4-H specialist out of Greene County, Ashley Davison, and I don't know if you've met her or not. She's come down to a couple of our council meetings. The Boys and Girls Club, both in Forsyth and Branson, are interested in her coming down and doing programming, especially on Mondays, because that's when they have their biggest group. And they mentioned STEM activities in particular, but it could be anything. But the question is like, you know, her salary is covered, but can this $3,000 be used to offset her travel to come down and do programming?
We'll discuss it. We'll look into it and see.
Yep.
Auditor Clark, I understand the question that he has there. Okay. We'll look into it and see if that's something they can do.
And we'll let you take that banking class for free. It's on Thursday night.
Thursday?
Right down at the extension office.
Well, you just find me there. Thank you.
The meeting for the 4-H, will there be some sort of like maybe social media post or something ahead of time?
Absolutely. That way, the one in September?
Yes, that people can share.
And that was the reason we postponed it for April 17th. I have been the executive director of Mountain Country Habitat for Humanity / Homes of Hope for 30 years. And all the successful fundraisers over the years that we've had have started out about at least, our golf term is 18 months in advance. But we just didn't get the momentum with the way the election fell.
Sure.
And then getting everybody on board. So, and one of our board members has been affiliated with Boy Scouts of America for 30-something years. And he and I talked about it. And we feel like September, when all the clubs are recruiting, and we're going to get in there and do the recruiting then. And that way, we'll also give the kids a full year to get involved with 4-H. We've got an interest. We also want to get businesses involved. So if we have a cooking, get local chefs involved, and I've talked to several of those. I've talked to bankers about getting them involved in teaching the kids how to balance a checkbook or budget, and just offering them some opportunities outside of extracurricular outside, but making them fun where they don't feel like they're going to school and having to learn. We're going to do it fun. So we've got a lot of programs. We're going to work with the superintendents and the principals and the counselors of all the schools in the county to get the word out. Media, I don't do Facebook, but we'll have it on Facebook. Seems like everybody does that except me. But radio, papers, yes, we're going to do everything we can to get the word out. We want a successful event. We don't want a few people showing up and yawning. And so refreshments and prizes, and I've talked to a couple of sponsors willing to give $50 gift cards, whoever brings the most friends, or, you know, we'll make it fun for the kids. So, yes,
okay. We've
got a lot of plans for it.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
Yeah.
All right. Our next order of business we have this morning is the approval of the SB 190 applications. We have a list in front of us that's being presented by our Taney County Clerk with the recommendation of our Taney County Collector, Ms. Mona Cope. Good morning, Ms. Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
With us, we have Ms. Stephanie Spencer, Taney County Clerk.
Good morning.
We do have one for denial on there.
Yes.
So the list as presented we have in front of us is for number 1127 through 1199 and to deny application 1200.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm good, yeah.
Move to approve SB 190 applications number 1127 through number 1199 and deny SB 190 application number 1200.